Oh, hey, here's our guest.
Good to see you both. Is it Red Delicious or Macintosh?
That's a question.
What's the crisp?
Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp? Oh, those are nice.
Yeah, I like a nice crisp. I don't like the reds that are like soft.
Yeah.
That's like a Macintosh, sick. I think.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Grainy and soft.
Yeah.
Not with that either.
Not trying to eat gross. Sand.
No, I still hold down Granny Smith, but I've
so
gotten into
sour and tart now.
Dude, I love them. Yeah. This is apple season.
Yeah, it is.
So
it
now
is
what I do though, I used to do all straight Smith, but now I've got into baking apples. So you got to do a little variety.
Mm.
Throw some Smith in there for the tartness. I think I threw some Honeycrisps actually in there.
Wow, look at you. Can I see the cut? Can you, can you show me the
wounds? We have bandages.
It's small, but it was in the heat of the moment. I didn't want blood to get on the apples I was cutting. So it's just a little nick. It's nothing crazy.
Okay.
But I was leaking.
But you did the right thing by covering it up.
Threw the Band-Aid so I can continue. I was just like, yes, yes.
Some Neosporin.
Nah, just the band. It's the bandage. The acid from the Granny Smith probably.
Oh, that probably hurt.
Probably just cured it all out.
Yes.
Cleaned it out. But I heard kissing a wound will actually make it better scientifically.
It does. The saliva. I heard that too. The saliva actually does it. Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like that cannot be true though.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah.
But saliva, somebody else's saliva in your cut.
Your mommy and daddy's you're talking about? You're talking about your mommy and daddy.
My mommy and daddy would probably break out in herpes.
Fucking disgusting.
My slut of a dad.
You had to get your finger amputated.
My fucking gay slut of a dad.
Yeah, he would.
Phil's a gay slut.
You got AIDS from your daddy kissing your wounds?
Whoa, dude.
What the hell?
My dad doesn't have HIV.
I thought he was a slut, dude.
No, he just said he was gay.
I said he was a gay slut, dude.
I mean, I thought when, you know, he was scientifically.
I would for real give anything for my dad to come down with monkeypox. If he just somehow, not sexually, accidentally got it.
Just for the giggles?
Just to be like, dude, what were you doing?
Sharing a needle.
Also, he would rock it.
The pox?
He would totally be like, what?
What's the pox?
He could have
like
serious sores on his face and he'd be like, the hell? What are you talking about?
Just arms bare, short sleeve shirt?
Yeah, he would rock pox.
Do people die from mpox at all, or is it just like...
No, I think it's just a...
It's just unsightly.
You just become a freak.
Yeah.
It cycles through, though. I don't even think it's that bad. I think they just
wanted something. I think monkeypox is nothing.
Yeah.
The only thing that's scary about it is the stigma.
True.
But now everybody else is getting other shit, and they think it's monkeypox.
Ooh, monkeypox is rough, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, monkeypox is
rough. Looking like?
Holy shit.
What's it looking like?
Yeah. If that's real, but you never know. You can Google.
Yeah, true.
Just about anything.
It looks like the Skittles commercial where bumpies. They can like pop the Skittles off.
Oh,
it's
man,
like,
monkeypox is bad, dude.
Yeah, little bumpies.
It would be funny if your dad got it, though.
Yeah, if he accidentally got it. If it ran through the Elks in Mechanicsburg, the bros just came down with it.
Just some dudes tough. Fucking just like high-fiving dude. Over the game, fucking yep. Like, yeah.
All it takes is one of the Elks to go suck someone at the Y.
Destigmatize it,
true.
Though.
There's got to be one guy in the Elks who's...
There's definitely some homosexuals at the Elks.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the Elks?
The Elks Lodge? It's the fraternal brotherhood.
They have a frat?
Yeah.
They have a man frat?
Yeah, they have a frat.
Really?
It's just for dudes to get the fuck out of the house.
Is there dues? Do you have to pay to get in?
Yeah.
They're like throwing
my dad
like
was named
bucks?
The rookie of the year.
What?
His first year.
Check this out. And the 2018 Kia NBA rookie of the year is...
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
They have a rookie of the year. My father has a picture at the Elks. He did it for a year called the rookie of the year. It was a picture of Phil.
How do you
blazer?
How do you
in a suit?
How did he get rookie status?
Just dominated. Showed up nonstop. Put down brewskis.
Yeah, what kind of stats is he putting
like,
up?
Damn, this guy's
unprecedented.
That is actually pretty sad.
What, getting the rookie of the year?
Rookie
the
of the year at a local bar
that
when you're like
rules.
60 years old.
Kind of
people are like, "Holy shit, this guy's an alcoholic."
What's the age range for the dudes?
There's some young bros. My bros are getting into it from back home. Which is, the Elks does rule. It's like $1 a beer.
Yeah.
That sounds
you just
incredible.
You pay your dues, you get like 50 cents beers.
There was a bar in Westchester called the Eagles.
It's a popcorn
thing.
Machine.
You got to see if you can play at the same
TV.
Time.
They have like one big screen TV. That's like one of the, it's not a flat screen. It's like a box. It's like 800 pound television. They all gather around, watch the Steelers on it.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah, there's a place we used to go to in Westchester. You could drink fucking dollar.
It's
you
the
just
best.
Go there, get hammered at the Eagle. And then it was all like club. Yeah, everyone would sign you in. It was sick.
When I go home, I go to Friday night, bingo night at the Elks. Fuck. Bingo is fun. And then I lie to my mom. I say they called that. You have been, and she'll be like, bingo. And everyone's like, oh, boo. Everyone gets mad, whoever gets bingo. And then the guy comes over and he's like, it's not a good bingo.
The whole place is like, I wiped my car. We got to go over the numbers again. That's not rookie of the year material.
No,
dude.
That's a good trick, rookie, though. When you trick your
that
mom.
That is so fucking funny.
She was devastated. She actually hasn't really forgiven me for
the
that.
The fake call bingo?
Fake, yeah. If you get someone to lie on a bingo.
She probably trusts you so hard.
She was probably like, oh my God, this is it. I've never won anything in my life.
Yeah. That, dude, especially if you know you're responsible for someone wiping their card.
Oh.
That's fucking crazy.
Yes.
I wipe my car.
But that's pre. You, that's on them.
That's true.
There's a chance of a not good bingo. Anytime they call 69, the whole place goes, ooh.
Bingo must get rowdies. That is all they have, right?
Yeah.
That's bad bingo discipline, dude. If someone wipes your car, it's like, dude, how about you get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Fucking spaz.
And you got to cheat. I cheat.
How do you cheat?
You get.
Oh, multiple cards.
Oh, you know what? You lay out all your cards.
Yeah.
And whatever the first number called, you check and say, all right, I'm going to go with this card.
Yeah.
Get a little advantage up top.
Oh, my God.
Get a couple advantage. Yeah. I'm a couple brewskis deep at this point playing bingo at the Elks.
Whatever it takes.
I swear to God, that's about as happy as I get.
That's so fucking fun.
So nice.
Yeah. Is there ever scandal? Any cheating scandal or just...
There's some accusations.
Yeah.
Whenever one particular table is doing well, the rest of the bar is... They hate them.
They're talking.
They're like against them, and then yeah.
But how can you even really cheat in bingo?
You just told us.
I mean, you can start like that.
But that's not like a cheat.
You can bring extra cards. You can play multiple.
You can not
cards.
Use a marker. You should be using a marker. You can use chips. You can check your cards and be like, actually, this card's doing pretty good. I'm gonna move.
Yeah.
You can play multiple cards.
That's what I'm saying.
Playing
multiple cards.
Play
and
multiple
then
cards.
Just
yes.
Wipe it. Keep it.
And what kind of prize money are you looking at? Life changing.
I mean, we're talking about blackout, the final card.
Yeah.
Full blackout, final round, $600. And at the Elks, that's 1,200 beers. That's rookie of the year shit.
That's incredible, dude.
Every night at midnight, they all do this. It's like it's the secret, dude. I shouldn't be divulging this. The Elks are going to be pissed.
Yeah, no.
I don't know I forget which one's the moose. The moose might be this. The Elks might be this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those. At midnight, they to the veterans, dude. To all the fallen troops. It's a bunch of drunk guys.
It's like they're teasing them.
They love the
that
troops,
respectful.
Dude. Almost none of them were troops. They're all just draft dodgers.
They got to hold it down, though, for the troops.
Old dudes love troops so much.
Of course. What's not to love?
What else is there to love, though, once you're older?
Are new there troops musicians? In there? Do the troops hit it back to them? Or like?
No,
the
they all,
loot?
Yeah. I think it's actually just for dead Elks. I could be wrong.
Mm.
Yeah.
For the ones who've gone before us.
For the rookies of the year. Before all the rookies of the years, I'm short shelf wise, dude.
What if you joined and didn't get rookie of the year, dude? How furious with yourself would you be?
If my father got it and I didn't?
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be like a Griffey. It'd be like a Ken Griffey situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I might come in, catch a fly ball in front of him and be like, that's just us goofing around.
True.
I might be Ken Griffey.
Yeah,
you'd have to. Otherwise, it'd be like the beginning of Gladiator. You have to find your dad.
Yeah.
I never knew.
Dude, I just watched Gladiator.
Did you really?
Put it on in the green room this weekend was nuts. I watched Ghost in the Darkness.
Oh.
A lot of guys don't know
Lil
about
Kilmer,
that.
Little Kilmer, bro. I don't know anything about that. Little Kilmer. That was one of my
favorite
movies
out,
ever.
That was when I was a kid. That was on replay.
Got that from Blockbuster, and it was just like, holy fuck.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good. It's not as bad as you would think. Then we watched Gladiator. Got in an argument with a comedian named Mike Turner. He was sitting there. He's trying to trash it.
Gladiator?
Yeah, he's trying to trash Gladiator.
What were the points?
He's saying it was too long. I don't know. He's made me sick.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like chick shit.
I didn't want to say
it's fully chick shit.
That's saying a movie's too long is for girls. That's girl stuff, dude.
He said he was like Top Gun was the best movie I've ever seen.
That's probably also long. Is that not long?
Well, it's long, but it's also you'd have to be simple.
Can I tell you something? I've never seen Top Gun.
The first or the new
Either of them. I've never seen Top Gun.
They're pretty good.
They're sweet.
I don't know why. I've never
the
been
new one. The new one's cool to watch.
Yeah.
But you'd have to be a moron to be like,
this is the best
picture.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I need Gladiator. I need regicide or patricide for me to even care about a movie.
What about, like, you said fratricide? What about a fratricide?
I could deal with that too. Fratricide, regicide, patricide, I was saying.
There was some patricide in Top Gun.
Was there really?
Did you get it?
Nah.
I thought you had it.
I thought I did too, but it was somebody's fucking Band-Aid created a wind tunnel.
I always feel quick as shit whenever I catch one, but then they're like the slowest, dumbest animal.
Yeah, that was a slow-moving fly, dude. That was like a shit.
Yeah, it is pretty
fly.
Pathetic of a human to be like,
I caught you.
Got you.
You're like a single-cell organism.
Mora. You're so dumb. You don't even know you're alive.
But yeah, it was good. It was good. They gave me this awesome. The club gave me an autographed John Rocker jersey as a gift.
They must have done a little research.
They
did.
They contacted my agent and said, "What would he like?" And they said, "My agent said autographed John Rocker."
Where? When do you think he signed that after the tirade?
Oh, you might.
I almost had him. I almost had him. Get him. I didn't.
No,
get him.
No,
he's quick.
He
dude.
Fucking there. That guy scrolls down.
Boston Scott.
Yeah, he head faked you. Dude.
He's hearing all this Top Gun talk and he's fucking having a
yeah,
good time.
Yeah, he's in the danger zone. Dude.
he's dive bombing you. Yeah, how did they know you like that? When did?
I'll tell you what happened. My
he
agent,
Atlanta baseball.
My Jew agent, my white Jew agent. He wore a fucking. He wore a Jackie Robinson Dodgers jersey to my special tape.
I thought it was a Michael Vick jersey he wore.
No. I wish it was a Michael Vick jersey. I would have given him credit.
I'm kidding.
He was a white dude rocking a Jackie Robinson, and I was like, bro.
That's kind of tough.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind
of
crazy.
And he was like, a lot of guys are telling me it's good. A lot of black guys have been complimenting it, just so you know. And I was like, I bet they're kind of making fun of you.
Yeah.
They definitely
That's
are.
That's crazy. He's the man, by the way.
He is the man.
He is the man. But rocking
it's like wearing an In Living Color shirt. It's like if I were to wear like an In Living Color shirt. It's like,
yeah,
dude, that's not for you, bro.
Yeah, for real. It's like a BLM tee.
It is a BLM, but before BLM. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's a real. It's a not fake one.
Well, Jackie
Shout
Robinson
out Kanye.
Was a Jew, right?
Jackie Robinson?
he was the original. He was a real Jew.
Yeah, he was. That's how he got in the league.
Yeah, he was one of the true Jews.
But
dude.
It was, yeah, I was like, dude, get a Koufax. Like, stop.
Koufax is at least putting on.
Honestly, you know what he said? The Koufax jerseys are too expensive. And they're like sold out everywhere. Jews keep buying them. Jews love baseball.
They do.
But anyway, I was making fun of him. He's like, what should I be wearing? And I said,
John Rocker.
John Rocker.
True.
And they found one autograph.
And they got an autographed John Rocker.
What gun show are they selling that at?
I don't know. Shout out to Rocker for still selling shit.
Yeah, true. That's sick.
That's a victorious weekend, dude. Two movies, Rocker.
Oh, and I saw a movie in theaters.
What'd you say?
I saw the new spookiest movie of the Halloween season, what? Smile.
What is it?
Dude, check it out. I think it's the best horror movie I've ever seen.
What?
They got a sweet
it's
marketing
very
campaign.
Very spooky. Incredible marketing.
What's it about?
Tell them about the marketing.
Yeah, tell me the marketing.
They just have like, that. You know how when you smile and like bend your face down a little bit like this?
Yeah.
They just have people go into sporting events and they're just populated amongst the crowd. They'll just like show up on the Jumbotron in like a yellow shirt doing the creepiest smile.
Move the entire game, a baseball game, sit behind home plate just...
9 innings.
Like Joker smile?
Joker smiling the entire time.
Because that's what happens. This thing, yeah, there you go, Sean. You'd be the scariest one.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't like that kind of stuff.
It's scary. It's demonic.
Yeah,
it's
truly
a demon
is.
That when whoever is possessed by it, it smiles at you whenever you see it. Like it possesses someone and then smiles at you.
Then does it like come and kill you?
But then
you
it
or
comes
something?
And gets you.
Okay, come
it's a very you. Scary smile.
Yeah, that's not, that makes me feel
yeah
not at ease.
It was funny.
I
me
saw
and,
a spooky thing too.
Me and Finance were in the car on the way to it, and I was like, do you like scary movies? He's like, do you freak out? He was like, no. Dude, we got in there. He screamed the entire movie.
Out loud?
Anytime there was a jump, he'd be like, oh! 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 Like, during any stressful scene, he was like, no! I was like, dude, stop. Shut the fuck up. This is how crazy Finance is. He went and bought candy before. He didn't even try to hide it. He carried a trash bag in.
Good for him, at least.
Which I couldn't believe. Ziploc bag or a CVS bag. No,
you know,
it was,
it's about times we all, dude, some brought, people came out of that closet of seeing
agreed.
Candy. And I'm like kind of.
Agreed. But
hold
he,
up.
His candy, yeah, we do need to honor him. He did bring in the, guess the candy he got. You'll never, ever guess.
Good and Plenty's?
what type of psycho this guy is. No. Well, you'll never get saltwater taffies.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, what is he, 70?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Where did he secure the bag?
He went to a CVS in Phoenix and got saltwater taffies.
What the fuck?
Brought him into the movies and then screamed the whole movie. It was the most retarded shit.
That's a wild experience that you had.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Saltwater taffies not at the beach is crazy.
Then I didn't know. You know, I'll be honest, I started indulging with him.
Yeah.
They're so good, dude.
Are they low cal?
I don't know. I haven't had saltwater taffies since I was like 8.
Yeah. They're yummy.
Yeah.
I'd feel strange.
Yeah, in the desert.
I'd be curious. Yeah, exactly. I'd be curious about them. Like, they're not fresh made on the boardwalk?
No.
A lot of flavor? Yeah, where's the salt water? Where are they getting the salt water from?
There's no local salt water.
That's a great question.
There's no local salt water.
He's been asking the hard hitters today.
He's a hard hitter. You might be the next Colbert. What was the spooky thing you saw?
Oh, I saw a play, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Whoa, you went to see a play?
My niece was in, yeah, my
oh,
niece
thank
was in a
Christ.
Play.
I thought you were going to see plays. No, I was going to be so mad.
My niece was in a play. Dude, my niece was in a play. It was, she did a fantastic job, but the audio guy should be fired.
Really?
There was people's whole mics were cut.
Oh,
so
fuck.
They'd come out and do like a musical number, and you just couldn't hear.
Must have been packed. Was it packed in there?
It's pretty packed. It was like an outdoor type thing, too. It was pouring rain.
Shit.
But we were like under like a barn type structure.
Oh, it was raining the whole time?
But the little kids got scared. Because there was ghosts coming out, and the one teacher came.
Wait, the actors got scared?
No, the nieces and nephews, like the 2-year-olds, were all fucking on edge.
How old were the actors in the play?
They ranged from like 9 to about like high school seniors.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was probably a pretty decent production.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was good.
Was it spooky when he came out? When the Headless
Horseman?
Dude,
the Headless Horseman was, that was the best above and beyond.
When Crane came out?
They had a real horse.
Damn.
Real horse.
What?
They had a real fucking horse.
How did, honestly, did you go like this?
I was like, whoa.
I know you. You would have went,
I was pretty pumped, dude.
Yeah.
Because there was the ghosts, the ghouls were pretty scary. They were coming out. I was telling Maya, I'm like, don't worry, these are just ghouls. And they hit me with a real horse. And I was like, Maya, get the fuck behind me. Get the fuck behind me.
Hold on.
What the fuck, dude? That's a real fucking horse.
No, don't worry. It's fake. Get back. This is real. This is scary.
But in the play, my niece was in the play. And one of the teachers, Ichabod Crane, like smacked her hand because he was like, that's what they do to the kids. And the kids, all the kids are fucked up about it.
Like Ichabod Crane hit a girl?
He hits all the students, so they come, they go. Apparently, I forgot what the whole play was about. I still don't really remember it, but he came out, and he's like, spare the rod, spoil the child kind of thing. So he's like, there's a whole song about beating kids, and he goes and like smacks their hand, and like, dude, my 2 nephews were just like, did he just hit Sadie? And they were like, they were fucked up.
Which one, Chuck?
Chuck,
was he there? He's a unit, isn't he?
Dude, yeah.
He's a unit.
Dude, especially my sister.
You saw Sadie get hit. Horseman might be in trouble.
My sister said his last words before going to bed, be like, why did that guy hit Sadie like that? He was fucked up about it.
Dude, he's like 6'2".
Who are you talking about? The little...
Chuck?
Talking about the little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be a big boy.
How old is he? He's like 1. I saw him. He was 200 pounds.
Yeah.
He was huge, dude. I went to that party. I was like, how old is that kid? He's a huge baby.
He's just staring at the ceiling.
He's three now.
He must be huge.
He probably had a shank under his bed, dude. Yeah, he's 3 now, dude. He wanted to fuck that guy. Crane was played by a girl, too. So
that's
how they got around,
I think.
I was none too pleased.
Yeah, we can't have anything.
I was like, what is this, 1912, dude? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, girls with no head.
Yeah. So what is this,
not
Asian
for me.
Yeah. If it's a man, have a man play the fucking part.
Yeah, get that
true.
Shit right.
Yeah,
Did you have to lie to them and be like, this was a good level production? Did you have to go up and be like, this is actually like a college level production?
No, I just focused on my niece. I said, you fucking knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
That's all I said.
Give them notes afterwards. Give them notes for a couple days later. Kind of let it cool down a little bit.
Let the performance cool down. I said, you knocked it out of the park. Man. That fucking AV guy is a dumbass, though.
Your child must have been so alarmed. Seeing a parent get serious must be like, oh, shit.
What, the
like
horse
when the
came
horse
out?
Came out? Like having a parent be
it,
like,
it was just all reflex.
Yeah, like when you're in the car. Your kids are in the back in the kid seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when my mom used to do that? Every time.
I know.
Arm across.
It's really sweet.
Up. Yeah, it is nice.
Now that you think about it.
That I come through and
it's
just
very nice.
Fracture your fucking
Nobody
arm.
Cares about me. Jesus Christ.
What?
You're popular.
I got... This is unbelievable.
Is it good
Schultz,
news? Or?
Schultz said I was on The Daily Show.
Now it's...
And now I'm getting texts from like people from high school. Like, dude, What a comeback. Congratulations.
That's sick, man. Congrats, bro. You got big shoes to fill, though. Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
I laughed and cried with him. I don't know about you guys.
Because I was like, who's going to fill fucking Colbert's shoes?
No.
Or John Stewart's shoes. Oh, that actually is tough shoes to fill.
I mean, he invented that genre, basically.
Yeah.
Of like snarky liberal that's funny.
Yeah.
Except he could do it.
Yeah.
Since then, he's spawned.
But
nonstop. That's comedy now, is people trying to be like, actually, Mr. President, I think you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
John Oliver some fucking spicy facts.
But then they get the thing is, now there's the next phase, which is grow a beard and then go back on late night as like the wizened guy. Attached. Yeah. Letterman did it, and John Stewart both grew. Now they grew their beards and they're like, yeah, I'm just into Letterman. Like pottery now, and the crowd's like, oh, that's so charming.
Letterman grew the fuck out of his beard. He came back in Salah.
He did, dude.
He came back fully Salah.
See, if he was really about it, he would come back as a militant Islam. Like, I've actually converted to militant Islam. The holy infidel must die. That would be so
sick of all time.
That'd be the funniest shit ever.
It would be funny to have a biased late night show like a James Corden that was like Sharia law.
Oh, dude.
Like, women getting abortions? Whores. Am I right, folks? That's crazy. Have you seen this? Have you heard about whores? Disgusting.
And just like kick it to the roots.
Yeah, the roots.
Just have Questlove play them out.
They might be Muslims.
They probably are Philly dudes.
Yeah. Philly black
you'd
dudes.
You'd have to kick it to some fucking dudes just on like a big bulbous flute. Like,
yeah, this is the Star Wars band.
Hit it. Like, there's a place in France for the naked ladies.
Every time.
Yeah, dude. They really did start the archetype of just like a snarky host.
Yeah, and he was
their best friends, all black band. Hey guys, can we talk as friends real quick on camera? Can you laugh as hard as you can?
Now let's not put that smut on Stewart. That was Colbert just
that
now.
Was.
We were watching some Colbert highlights, and good Christ.
Up with now, Stewart. It was Colbert.
Nancy Pelosi was on last night. Top tier television.
And there was also, who was the other guy? The
Samantha Bee?
Nah, who was like Fallon had? I think he had something like that. Yeah.
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 It's crazy that they're like he who shall not be named when they're talking about Trump. They literally had him on.
I thought they were really
when he was
old
campaigning,
clips.
They brought Trump on.
Did they really?
Yeah. SNL had him host.
Oh, hosted. True. Fallon tussled his hair.
That's crazy. No
you
respect.
You see Yeezy?
Yeah.
White Lives Matter.
Yeezy, rocking a little White
and
Lives.
And that was Candace Owens.
And Candace?
White Lives Matter.
Yes.
Did he have, did he explain it? Did he have a reasoning for it?
He
what
said
was his
it was,
reasoning behind it?
He said it was to point out that BLM was a fraud. And it was funny. I was looking at Twitter today and like every top comment's a black person like, he's spitting. Like, he's not lying.
Except for Jaden Smith.
But yeah, I mean, Jaden Smith, yeah.
He was the only one that
Jaden
was pissed.
Jaden Smith was pissed?
Yeah, he walked out.
What, does he think white lives don't matter?
True.
Just because we're saying white lives matter, it doesn't mean.
Yes.
Personally, I think all lives matter. That's such a fucking funny intersection of philosophy, or like political stuff and t-shirts of just the most retarded, obvious stuff. Well, dude. I mean, yeah, obviously Black Lives Matter, if we just say all. It's like, dude, you're missing the point, dude. It's about black people right now.
Yeah.
About black lives, specifically.
But, yeah, the point was that all the leaders of BLM ended up buying, like,
being rich as
$10 million mansions. Yeah, they all got listed on mansions.
Yeah.
So that was what Yeezy was pointing out.
Wasn't that the thing that the money of it, too, had, like, if it could only sit for, like, 60 days, then, like, by and law, got funneled into,
like, DNC.
I don't know if that's Russian disinformation, but...
Could be Russian disinformation.
Oh, apparently got funneled into the dude's pockets themselves.
I can't believe fucking Russians tricked us like this.
The Russians?
Yeah.
Are they tricking us again right now?
I think I'm being tricked.
Is there another trickery going on right now? Because I got my antennas up because I'm hearing a ton of shit coming out of
there. What do you got? What are you catching?
I don't know. People are fucking like throwing themselves off of cliffs not to join the army and shit like that. Or
Russia?
Yeah, in Russia.
It's probably.
But I don't know if I'm getting tricked the other way.
I think that's,
Russian-American disinformation. Russia would put that, true. To demoralize them. That would be so awkward, too. It's going to be weird in, like, 20 years when, like, we have to have, like, the bad guy movies, like the Russia-Ukraine situation. You can't tell who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. They're both just like eating like raw potatoes, and you're like, wait, what the fuck?
They have the same last name.
Multiple. And you're like, fuck. The guy's like,
he's the bad guy. He sounds Russian.
Just two dudes in like really fucking shitty sweaters. You're like, fuck, I got, I don't know who's the enemy.
Just block apartments.
Dude, yeah. He's wearing the striped turtleneck that looks like it's from 1986.
TikTok saying there's going to be nuclear war in Russia, dude. TikTok's giving it, dude. I can't believe they're feeding that to that the young children.
There has been an uptick of nuclear war talk this week.
That was BP was talking about that.
Who's
Breaking Points was talking about.
They were saying we're getting nukes.
They're like, the title was like high chance or something like that of nuclear war, but they're like, we don't want to fearmonger.
Dude,
but
I will be so fucking pissed if we get nuked.
Well, apparently Putin was saying like America used them, and they're telling us not to, and like it worked out pretty fucking well for America. So why the fuck can't we use them?
Dude, but right after you got the Daily Show.
I hate when I get beat by logic.
What? But,
when Putin destroys America with logic?
Yeah.
You guys used him.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah, they hit him with two wrongs, don't make it right.
Nice.
Two nuclear holocausts don't make a really sweet deal, dude.
Yeah. You know how you want this war to end quickly?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can't
you
do
guys
it.
Can't do it.
Well, they'd have to nuke us. They can't nuke Ukraine. You're the one who told me that. It's too close to them.
Ukraine?
Yeah, they can't nuke Ukraine.
No, they could nuke Ukraine.
They could? Wouldn't it fuck them up? I guess they already...
No, they'd be all right. It depends what they use, how big it is.
True.
There's some small boys you could drop.
He came out like, guys, we've updated nuclear... There's little guys.
Yeah, there's little guys you could use.
Little button mushroom cloud.
Yeah.
little
if they hit... Yeah, if they got us, that would suck if they hit New York.
Because they're only going for New York, dude.
You think
they
so?
Better not touch.
Obviously. Don't you think?
They might go D.C.
They might go West Coast. It might be easier for Russia to hit the West. I'm not sure.
Mm.
Actually, no. It's closer.
Yeah, it'll be.
Depends where they're firing from.
I would imagine they're firing from their
I'll tell you what. West. I'll be embarrassed and dismayed if we get hit with nukes from Russia. And meanwhile, all those dudes are in D.C. being like, he's a fucking rat. No, he's actually a piece of shit. It's like, dude, you guys could have been watching the nukes.
We should have been guarding for nuclear war.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
I hope not.
I truly don't think
it seems like it won't. It seems like we're all adults.
Yeah, I don't think.
Unless Putin just wants to get one off before he dies.
Unless he does some bullshit like really tiny nuke just to say he did it, that'll kind of piss me off.
Yeah. What's that?
North Korea launched missiles at Japan.
At Japan?
Over Japan or some shit. Over Japan. Which is always like, what is this shit?
Just buzzing the tower, dude. Just tossing them off the
monkey
plate.
In the middle.
little sky show, dude. Yeah, what's up?
Just so you know, Japan was probably like, what the fuck, dude?
Damn.
That day
will go down as the big, huh?
This is the third time Japan's gone.
It's kind of fucked up, this send them over Japan.
Yeah, it is. Those boys have been through it.
Yeah, dude.
No, they're just trying
Don't
to chill.
Don't hit them, dude.